2014, the year of victory over death and the manifestation of love. This is a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.com for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. Be sure to join our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. And now, let's join the host of this Godcast, Frank Sasso.
Hello, everyone. This is Frank from A History with God Ministries. Sitting next to me today, as always, is my beautiful wife, Christina. Hello, Christina. How are you?
I am fantastic.
What is going on?
So much is going on.
So much is going
on. So much. Personally and in the world.
Yes, absolutely.
So, this Tuesday, we are having a History with God board meeting. And what we're going to do is that night, with all the board members present, we are going to record our 100th Godcast.
100th episode.
And we will be answering whatever questions that we've gotten up to that point. And if you have questions for specific people, like Tim or Keith or Teresa or James or Mary, they'll be right there live while we record.
Oh, my goodness.
Live on a recording.
Yeah.
answering your questions. So here it is.
Did you mention everybody?
I think I did. I think
you mentioned five people.
Me, you. I didn't mention us.
Well, that they.
I mentioned everyone else. Yeah.
Right.
So 2 plus 5 is 7.
Well, people might have questions for you and I, too.
Well, yeah. But we're always there for the Q&A.
That's true. We're always there.
For the Q&A.
I've edited this Godcast 100 times.
Wow. Hasn't it been great? Ooh. Some of those 3 a.m. mornings. Aw.
Yes. Well, the Duke of Yorkshire.
Yes.
Has expressed interest in maybe becoming the new editor for the Godcast.
So you're going to groom him for that job?
I suppose he can get that hat out of the way.
Will the Queen allow it?
Oh! The Queen gave this to me on my 31st. Anyway, he was a hoot, that guy.
A hoot.
Couple of cool meetings coming up.
Really?
August 9th and 10th. Christina and I will be at Harvest Chapel International, and I believe Tim McDonald will be joining us as well.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So the information for that is on the website. Listeners, you can go on there and check that out. Also, there is a 4-day prophetic revival meeting coming up on September 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th at the Meeting House Church in Voorhees, New Jersey.
Right.
That is going to be awesome.
That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That is correct.
Now, when will we be there?
I will definitely be there on the 13th and 14th. You
will
be there on the
13th. I will definitely be there on the
13th. Okay, and I believe Tim will be there on the 13th as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're really excited. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Right.
And also, two weeks after that, September 27th, A History with God Ministries' first annual conference.
Right.
This one is called Who's Your Daddy?
Who's Your Daddy?
2014. Right. Who's Your Daddy? 2014 History with God Ministries conference. More details will be coming for that. So clear your calendars. Whatever you got going on, cancel it for those days. And Keith is calling right now.
Aw, why don't you answer it?
Hello, Keith.
Hello.
Yeah, we're recording the podcast right now, dude. And right now you're on it.
I am.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the listeners?
Blessings, children.
Oh, gosh. Blessings, children. I think these emails about your age is starting to get to you. Everybody's
like
children to you.
Sounds like the Pope.
All right. Can we go back to recording now, please?
I was on the spot. That's all that came out.
Yeah, apparently. All right, we'll hear from him later. In an upcoming Godcast, we'll hear from Keith.
Okay.
So we go and we see Creflo Dollar on Thursday night. He is anointed.
Yeah.
So good. What a message.
Not a message that we haven't heard.
Not a message we haven't
never
heard.
Never one you get tired of hearing.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the more you hear it, the more you want to hear it.
Right. We were at Faith Fellowship church in Sayreville, New Jersey.
That's right.
And he was there for a minister's conference. Mm-hmm. And it was fabulous.
What was one of the highlights for you that night in that message? Notice I say in the message, not that night, because it would have been the Mexican food we had.
That was really good.
But in that message, what stood out the most for you?
Well, I mean, like I said, it wasn't a message that we haven't heard before, but I never get tired of hearing it. And it's so funny when you're sitting there listening to a message and you're unaware of the time, and then Creflo Dollar was ready to close, and you're like, oh, no, I can listen for another couple hours.
Absolutely.
It just is, you know, time is suspended. And I believe we're coming into a time where many, many churches are getting the revelation of grace and favor and our identity as the righteousness of God, that it's just going to be this groundswell, this tidal wave of revelation. And those people that are still trying to preach a condemning, you know, sin-based message are either going to get the revelation for themselves or they're going to be left behind. And we really don't. I don't mean left behind, in the rapture or whatever.
Relax.
I mean just, like they're going to miss out on the great blessing and the great prosperity and healing and manifestation that is ours, that belongs to us, that was purchased for us.
Part of our heritage.
Exactly.
Part of our heritage.
So I'm excited that more and more pastors, ministers, preachers, teachers are really, really getting that revelation from the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So, you know what? That's how you test the Spirit.
Yes.
You go and you say, okay, Holy Spirit, this is what I've been hearing. Show me. Show me in your word where I can see this. And you find it yourself. You Amen. Don't have to take my word for it, Creflo Dollar's word for it, or anybody else's word for it.
You take the Word's word for it.
That's right. Jesus, the Word's word for
Hallelujah.
It.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen to that.
Yes.
So, we had the blood moon.
Okay, yes.
In
Somebody
April.
Mentioned that in one of the emails, and it was
from
like,
last
oh,
month.
What's, nothing happened.
Oh, wait a second. First
oy,
of all,
oy,
they had asked a question.
They had
asked a question if by the next blood moon we could do a podcast during the next blood moon.
Yes, I say yes.
Yeah, you say yes now while you're awake. But it caused me to look back and say, okay, wait a minute. Every blood moon, there has been some significant event relating to Israel.
Correct. That was the point.
Right. So this past blood moon, April, it's like, well, nothing really seemed to have happened.
See, but I think...
Well,
first of all, I think what people have to understand, and I include myself in this, we in this age of, right now, it's got to happen now. And that's not how prophecy works a lot
right.
of times.
Right.
I mean, think about Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah prophesied Jesus 700 years before Jesus was born.
Right.
Imagine in this day and age, like if we were thinking, oh boy, somebody said something and it hasn't happened. Yes, it didn't happen today. It didn't happen yesterday.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
false prophet, false teacher, blah, blah, blah. But meanwhile, we think Isaiah is one of the greatest prophets that ever was, and his prophecy didn't come to pass for another 700 years.
Right. So what's up?
So what you need to know about prophecy, it's a warning, it's a heads up, it's a hey, look to the future. It's not like, okay, tomorrow at 3 a.m., this is going to happen and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't always work that way. Although I'm not going to say it doesn't work that way.
Right.
But it doesn't always work that way.
Right.
Recently, I mean, I've been having these thoughts about Russia in the past, I guess, 6 months. Russia. And then Kim Clement was talking about Russia. And I'm like, what's the deal with Russia?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I'm hearing all this stuff. Now, please understand, Frank and I do not watch the news. And I highly recommend that you don't. Because number one, it's all bad. Number two, it's sensational and it's also blown out of proportion or twisted or
slanted right.
Just to sell more soap or newspapers or whatever.
Right.
We don't watch the news per se. We always hear about what's going on. So
right.
even if it's just like I'm on the treadmill at the gym and every TV has got something going on.
Right.
So I'm like, oh my God, I didn't realize this was happening. And then the Ukraine and Kim Clement had prophesied that back in March.
Mm-hmm.
So these things are starting to come to pass. Now the blood moon, we said, keep your eye on Israel. Oh, lo and behold, something's happening in Israel. It's amazing because you're watching biblical prophecies unfold in our lifetime. So if you don't believe me, you can go and read the word for yourself. You can read Ezekiel, you can read Daniel, you can read Revelation. It's all in there. Okay, so I mean, we don't have time to go into all of that, but I mean, it is in there.
But one thing we do have time to go through.
What?
Is thanks to John Hagee Ministries.
Yes.
We are going to share with you, if you've ever wondered, why should Christians support Israel?
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever wondered, we're going to give you 7 points
mm-hmm.
as to why you should, as a Christian, support Israel. Okay, so first of all, everything that Christians do should be based, obviously, on the Word. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So these are 7 solid Bible reasons why Christians should support Israel. And I'm going to take one, Christians going to take the second one. We'll go like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, God has promised to bless the man or nation that blesses the chosen people. History has proven, okay, beyond reasonable doubt, that the nations that have blessed the Jewish people have had the blessings of God. And the nations that have cursed the Jewish people have experienced the curse of God. So a scripture to back this up, because you always want to back it up with the word, is in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. It says, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee, meaning you, shall all nations of the earth be blessed. So that's the number one reason why you should support Israel as a Christian.
Because God said so.
Amen.
And because the Jews are the apple of God's eye.
Amen.
And we have been grafted in.
Right.
But they're actually the natural branch. Another point is Paul in Romans 15:27 said, for if the Gentiles have shared in their, the Jews, spiritual things, they are indebted to minister to them also in material things.
Hmm.
So we owe a debt of gratitude, eternal gratitude, to the Jewish people for their contributions that have given birth to the Christian faith. Jesus Christ, a prominent rabbi from Nazareth, said, so, you heard of him, right?
He's a prominent rabbi.
Yes. Salvation is of the Jews. That's John 4:22. Consider what the Jewish people have given to Christianity. The scriptures, the sacred scriptures,
okay.
The prophets, the patriarchs, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the 12 disciples, and the apostles. It is not possible to say I'm a Christian and not love the Jewish people.
Mm.
The Bible teaches that love is not what you say, but what you do. That's 1 John 3:18. A bell is not a bell until you ring it. A song is not a song until you sing it. Love is not love until you share it. And that's from John Hagee's website. What about number three?
Number three. Well, some Christians try to deny the connection between Jesus and the Jews of the world. Jesus never denied his Jewishness. He was born Jewish. He was circumcised on the 8th day in keeping with the Jewish tradition. He was bar mitzvahed on his 13th birthday. He kept the law of Moses. He wore the prayer shawl Moses commanded all Jewish men to wear. And he died on a cross with an inscription over his head, King of the Jews. Jesus considered the Jewish people his family. He said in Matthew 25:40, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, the Jewish people, Gentiles were never called his brethren, you have done it unto me. The fourth reason why you should support Israel.
Okay, so Psalm 122:6 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. That's the scriptural principle of prosperity is tied to the blessing of Israel and the city of Jerusalem.
The fifth reason. Why did Jesus go to the house of Cornelius in Capernaum and heal his servant, which was ready to die? What logic did the Jewish elders use with Jesus to convince him to come into the house of a Gentile and perform a miracle? The logic they used is in Luke 7:5. For he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. The message? This Gentile deserves the blessing of God because he loves our nation and has done something practical to bless the Jewish people.
Okay, next. Why did God the Father select the house of Cornelius in Caesarea in Acts chapter 10 to be the first Gentile house in Israel to receive the gospel? The answer is given repeatedly in Acts 10. Acts 10:2. A devout man, Cornelius, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. Who were the people to whom Cornelius gave these alms? They were the Jews.
Mm.
Again, in Acts 10:4, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. Acts 10:31, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. The point is made three times in the same chapter. A godly Gentile who expressed his unconditional love for the Jewish people in a practical manner was divinely selected by heaven to be the first Gentile house to receive the gospel and the first to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. These scriptures verify that prosperity, Genesis 12:3 and Psalms 122:6, healing, Luke 7:1-5, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit came first to Gentiles that blessed the Jewish people and the nation of Israel in a practical manner.
And the seventh reason why you as a Christian should support Israel? We support Israel because all other nations were created by an act of men. Israel was created by an act of God. The royal land grant that was given to Abraham and his seed through Isaac and Jacob with an everlasting and unconditional covenant. And you can look that up in Genesis 12, 1-3, Genesis 13, 14-18, Genesis 15, 1-21, Genesis 17, 4-8, Genesis 22, 15-18, Genesis 26, 1-5, and Psalm 89, verses 28-37. That is a pretty extensive list. You can find that at www.jhm.org and then click on About Us and then the tab that says Support Israel, and you can read that for yourself. It has the scripture verses there. Everything's listed there. It's good stuff.
So, interesting things happening in the world.
Yes.
Politically. Interesting things happening in the world as far as the weather.
Yes.
So, again, keep your eye on Israel. Keep them in prayer. This is nothing to be afraid of.
Right.
Also.
I was just going to say that.
And also, God loves the Jewish people, but he also loves the Muslims and the Catholics and the Hindus and the Buddhists. I mean, God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
Right.
So it's not saying that, oh, God loves the Jews and hates, you know, these people. God sent Jesus for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus has to be accepted in order to get the benefits of that. So here's my advice.
What's that?
We're running low on time. Yes. I believe we're in the final days.
I thought you meant on the podcast, which we are.
Yes, okay. But on a bigger scale.
Yes,
on a bigger,
much bigger.
On a bigger scale, we are running short of time. So get out there. Be a witness to the lost. Sharing how much God loves them. How much he wants them saved and prosperous and healthy and above all things in the kingdom. So that's your mandate, which is not coming from me. That was from Jesus. That
that's
was the
right.
Great Commission.
Absolutely.
So that's what my focus is going to be on in these last days.
I'd like to add something to that.
Okay.
Listeners, remember this. We love you. God loves you. And Jesus is
Lord.
Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. Sign up for your free daily devotion today at ahistorywithgod.com and click on Contact. Type in your name and email address and you'll be all set. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.